Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
The scramble continues for the Journal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. This morning, we're finding out that GE and Microsoft were in talks to make a joint bid for Dow Jones, the company which owns the Wall Street Journal. However, in the end, they couldn't reach an agreement. GE owns the cable business channel CNBC, but if Rupert Murdoch gets control of the Journal, it could help his own plans for a new TV business channel. And GE doesn't want to help out a potential competitor. Asian markets move higher at the close this morning. Right now, European markets are also climbing. Wall Street had a great day on Friday. The Dow shot up 157 points to 13,424. The Nasdaq gained 32 points. It opens today at 2573. And the S&P moved up 16 points to 1507. Organizers of the Beijing Olympics are red-faced today. An organization of global trade union and labor groups called Playfair 2008 says four factories in southern China are guilty of labor violations. Among those accusations, the use of underage children. Scott Tong is a Marketplace Shanghai correspondent. I asked him about some of the other charges made by Playfair.
Well, the authors of this report looked into companies that make Olympic logo stuff, hats, backpacks, address books, stationery. And one of the big complaints was being underpaid. Forced overtime was another accusation, 13, 14-hour days from some of the information they collected. Child labor, as you mentioned, one of the companies was accused of having a 12-year-old working there.
This is obviously embarrassing for the Olympic Organizing Committee. Have they said what they plan to do in response to these accusations?
Today, the Beijing Organizing Committee of the Olympics said that they would begin an investigation, and if they found any violations, they would take what they call severe actions, and one of them could be canceling the contracts. The International Olympic Committee has said that they don't have direct control over the factories that make some of this. They have standards that they would like the factories to follow, but they say they can't always promise that those standards are followed in the field.
Scott, are corporate sponsors going to care about this report?
Corporate sponsors always care about the image of the Olympics that they're sponsoring. And on one hand, this is embarrassing to them because they're connected to the Olympics and they've got commercials on TV that are coming. On the other hand, these companies all have their contingency plans in place if there is bad news that comes out of the Olympics. And this is certainly consistent with what they're ready for.
Scott Tong is a Marketplace Shanghai correspondent. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, Mark, you're welcome.
There's word on Capitol Hill that a new House Ethics Commission, one not made up of members of Congress, could be a reality soon. A bipartisan task force will meet this week to hash out the details, but some groups are already saying this new commission won't have enough power. Jeremy Hobson has more from Washington.
Discussions are still ongoing, but people on the inside say the new independent commission would be able to investigate complaints, though without subpoena power. It would send its findings over to the existing House Ethics Committee, which would then conduct its own investigations. That's not enough for Melanie Sloan of the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. She wants the commission to have real teeth.
If they're still going to have to go to the chairman and ranking member of the Ethics Committee before they can issue so much as a single subpoena, then the Ethics Committee, which means members of Congress, will still be able to stymie any inconvenient investigations.
But even Sloan says the panel would be a step in the right direction. And Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, is especially happy about one aspect.
Well, the most important thing is that it would allow independent groups, outside groups, citizens and activists to file ethics complaints against members of Congress.
So get those complaints ready. Action on the independent panel could come as early as this week. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Duke University's Fuqua School of Business Executive MBA programs, where working professionals earn Duke MBAs from locations around the world. Online at DukeExecutiveMBA.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
Sharks, tigers, cacti, various types of wood, what do all these have in common? They're the focus of discussion at a conference in The Hague by a convention on the International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. This organization decides which species are at risk of dying out because of trade and tries to regulate their sale. And the decision CITES makes affects not just fishermen and farmers, but those who rely on those species to stay in business. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Mahogany is one of the woods on the agenda at the CITES conference. Certain species are getting scarce. Christian Martin is CEO of the Martin Guitar Company, which has been in his family for 174 years. He says he's been raising his prices lately because his mahogany suppliers always tell him the same thing.
The price is going up and we can't give you your entire order. So we're looking at alternatives, but all of us who build guitars have done a wonderful job of convincing our customers that rosewood, mahogany, ebony, and spruce are the best woods, and so the customers continue to demand those woods.
They're using other woods like cherry, he says, but they don't have the same cachet. As for why some species are running out, Roddy Gable of CITES says consumerism may have something to do with it.
There are things that sort of become fads, and all of a sudden something that was little used, there's a big demand for it.
Take precious coral, he says. The U.S. would like to see trade in coral regulated. Elliot Norse is with the Marine Conservation Biology Institute. He says coral, which sells for roughly $70 to $400 a pound, used to be much harder to collect.
Now we have trawlers and sonar that allows us to pinpoint them and rip them off the seafloor and turn them into jewelry. And as a result, they're disappearing.
One big name is trying to stop that. Tiffany no longer sells precious coral. But Tiffany doesn't rely on coral to stay in business. The Martin Guitar Company's Christian Martin says companies like his have to ensure that certain tree species survive. He has a 2-year-old daughter who, he says, might want to run the family firm one day.
I don't want to have to say to her, gee, Claire, I'm really sorry, but we cut down the last tree and we have to close the business.
In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.